This is the DLP Agenda.
Oh, wow. We're live.
That's right. Look, there's an extra seat. If you're watching on YouTube, there's an empty seat here.
Will there be a guest?
New mic, new headphones. In case somebody happens to come down,
yeah,
they won't have to lean over into my microphone.
We now have a fourth setup and a chair and a beautiful table, all thanks to you, the Patreon subscriber.
Thank you.
If you are, thank you. If not, I
get
say
your
this,
life together.
Okay, do that. Okay, fix your shit, and then subscribe for the episode that was just recorded, that has a tale told by this guy, that Tommy Cimbazzo from Storytime with Tommy Cimbazzo would put his hand over his mouth
say,
and
gasp
at.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It involves legitimate possible death.
Yes.
Maybe the police. Maybe an orphan. Maybe concussions. Maybe blood. A story that you...
$1 million worth of drugs.
On your best
maybe
day.
Maybe Andre the Giant.
Maybe. My rare Andre the Giant impression. You won't be able to predict where the story goes, and the story ain't over.
No.
So, Patreon episode. I have to get my hair cut tomorrow because we are taking new
it's
98
good
Rock.
Right now.
It's a little shaggy in the back. Thank you. It's a little greasy. It's a little
Do
long.
Do Rob and I have to get pictures taken, or these are for your
these
show?
These are JSS
okay,
pictures.
Got it,
I think
got
Kirk
it.
And Marianne are taking some. JSS were taking some. And I have a fucking conundrum because much like in the new Dan Soder special, when he was younger, he just felt like a young man being dragged behind his dick like a wild horse. I might have been bit by the same wild horse where I need to get my hair cut. And usually I've got a barber I go to. Shout out Two Bits right there on the Avenue in Hannon. Place is great.
Knock it out.
Bubs, Sarah, everybody. So I go in there. Well, I go to Sam Talent's comedy show, which I waxed poetic about last episode. Go and enjoy. And I realized that when I was there, I ran into a few women that were listeners, and they have a barbershop in Parkville. And me, three or four old fashions in, I go, I need a haircut. I'm coming next week.
Sure.
Turns out I already made an appointment. They have been following up almost daily about me going in there to get this place.
It's not the kind of thing you can get done twice. You know, people notice that you had it the day before.
It wasn't great. Yeah, yeah. I can't go and fix it. It's just going to be what it is. So I looked it up. How many reviews does the place have?
One.
Zero.
Okay.
It is
I was
zero.
Only off by one.
Yes. So this, I'll show you this. This is the person who I agreed to have that's them.
Okay.
There they are. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Somebody, now I know why.
Now it's all
things are starting to make sense.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right. That's okay. All making
I
sense.
I still think I don't. Who cares?
Yeah.
I
go in. Let me ask you a question. I might be able to solve your problem.
Fuck my whole world up. Who cares? Please.
Can you go into your regular place for your haircut and be like, hey, I forgot I already scheduled it. Can you give me a beard trim?
Ooh, God, smart.
God
Joe.
Damn, that's a good out.
Yes.
Okay. So go to my regular place to fix my hair.
You got to get the...
Go to them.
Yes.
To do the beard.
You got the photo... So the photo's tomorrow?
This photo... The haircut's tomorrow.
Okay.
The photos are on Thursday, and these things are going on billboards.
So
it's going on the new promotional material.
Go to the best haircut place you can...
Yes.
Okay.
Obviously.
Go to the who you know.
But you know how long you want your beard to be, right?
I know exactly how
hey,
I like
do
it.
You want to dye it?
No.
Hey,
oh God, no.
Go into the other place and say you want a Brazilian.
Yes. Is there any way you do a taint of wax? You see, there's a horrendous photo of me on
of
my
your taint?
Instagram. Oh, yes. Of my beautifully recently dyed taint.
Yeah, I didn't like that photo.
Here on the YouTube channel, I have now figured out a way to actually superimpose pictures, video. Watch the last YouTube video. You will see it in there.
Fancy.
There is a photo of me with a dyed beard. Have you ever seen the dyed beard?
I'd like
beard?
To see it, please.
It's the fucking worst picture of me.
While you're pointing
maybe
that out,
ever taken.
I got a question for you, because you and I both have beards.
Yes.
Your beard is a lot thicker than mine.
Very thick. It's like, it's like SOS. It's
and I was wondering, does that have anything to do with a little help that you're getting?
Oh. No, it's always been like this.
Okay.
No, it's always been very SOS
I'd like to
bad.
Have a beard that looks more like that than my wispy beard.
Are your pubes thick? You got to get...
Yeah. No, I got good. I got real Brillo pad pubes.
Nice.
And there we are. This photo, I had just dyed my beard. I overshot the landing on the dye. How bad is that?
I mean, I like it, but you know me.
That's bad. That's
did
really,
you do it yourself?
Really yep, did it
so
myself.
That's wow. The problem. You have to professional
do it. Did
you get
jet black?
No, you know what I got? I got touch of gray. That's touch of oil spill.
Okay? Looks like the Exxon Valdez.
That's
there.
Touch.
Is that, is that online somewhere?
It's on my Instagram. Okay. I'm going to put it here on this YouTube video. But that I mean, that's touch of Zimbabwe.
Isn't there a period of time that you're supposed to leave that on? I think that's probably what
10 minutes. No, I mean, I did. I was watching. I'm like, I can't fuck this up. So I love the idea. Yeah. I'm going to get my beard. I'll get my haircut there.
Done.
Beard trim there. I'll pay two tips. And whatever photo you get see, whatever haircut I get tomorrow, you're going to see in years worth of photos
now,
coming up. So
what are you
going to
wear?
They want us to wear 98 Rock stuff. Oh, they're going to be sort of assigned.
If they botch your beard, is that my fault?
Fuck.
That's
win. What if they Simbazo me?
they shave in the middle.
I go full soccer hooligan in the middle. I will get dressed down by manager.
Hello to Van Arsdale, Kelsey, Rodney, Brittany, Carrie, Ariel, Shoemaker in the house. Rice Brother Besaurus, what's up, Randolph?
Hey, you come up in the Patreon episode, by the way. You come up hard in the Patreon episode.
Van Arsdale said that
Hackman.
Tuesday is the best night of his week.
Oh,
hell
well,
yeah.
Thank you, man. Always a pleasure. And I got to see the beautiful, I got to see our Kelsey in Planet Fitness and her big, beautiful, strong, strapping man. I was walking in, they were walking out. And tomorrow, both Carrie and Brittany, I've gotten all your snacks, and we'll be doing another Twitch stream, 7 o'clock with a giveaway. So, yes. Robbie, are you currently working on some stuff for us, correct? Behind the scenes? You're working on a little MP3 project?
Are you talking about that commercial?
The thing?
Yes. I think I've got it ready, I think.
Okay. Joe?
Well, let me see if I can't set it up. Yeah,
do a little backstory so people, if anybody's
so
new
funny.
To the show.
God, okay. This is, let me,
a quick 30-second backstory.
I'll do as quickly backstory. As I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you've been listening to the show since almost the beginning, we've had a comedian, I use that term loosely, by the name of Chris Restivo.
I played him in a golf
Hello.
Match 6 months ago.
On the show, okay? Yes. He might be the least self-aware human on the planet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he had a clothing line that went awry. Somebody took his website and they put a picture on, so he had to rebrand.
He didn't really have a clothing line. He just
tried to speak something into
existence.
Exactly.
Bespoke.
Right. There's no business license or website.
Yeah. He tried to just speak something into existence. He had the name of a clothing line.
Yes.
He didn't have a website.
And he's since rebranded.
He didn't
rebranded.
Have any articles of what do you call it, corporation or whatever.
No.
I don't think he's an LLC.
He didn't do anything other than say, this is the name of my company.
Sure. Yes.
So now he
like
has...
For example, I'm a record producer now.
Yes.
Okay, just because I spoke it into being.
Well, he was also a stockbroker for a while.
That's true.
He also tried to...
Remember his advice?
Yes, I do.
Stocks. I'm looking to make some money in the stock market. Any advice?
Stop.
I'll look into that. Nice.
Yeah, done
I'll
and
just
done.
Buy them all.
Interesting take.
Could you be more specific?
I'll buy one of every stock.
Yes.
Anyway, real quick, that I wonder if you have that whole thing. But one time, he left a voicemail. Did he leave it on your voicemail about how much that I'm a loser? And then one time we
Joe
did.
I don't know. So much for our 30-second backstory.
Well, I'll go quick. We did a.
No, we have all fucked it up.
Yeah.
We did a. I actually read that transcript of that call, and then Jen Wardrop did sign language.
Yes,
remember
you're
that?
Right. He was angry at us for a while.
Yes, he was angry.
A clothing company is a pretty standard business. A ton of people try and get off the ground. T-shirt companies, comedians sell T-shirts, bands sell T-shirts, skaters sell T-shirts, wrestlers.
But he rebranded.
Yes, to Stripper Whisperer.
The Stripper Whisperer.
Follow it on Instagram. They're the worst things you've ever seen.
Now,
they're hilarious.
Rob is completely wrong. It's the greatest thing you've ever
seen. It is the greatest thing you've ever seen.
He does movie posters where he takes things about strip clubs and strippers and incorporates that into what would normally be the tagline. Sure.
Content machine,
by
the way.
He puts face on, Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia is now some stripper. He's now
I got to pull up some of his
awkwardly
network.
Photoshopped in there.
And every single post has zero likes or it has one, and that's by Eric Woodworth.
Okay, the most recent one was a Dr. Seuss, the Stripper Whisperer. Oh, the strip clubs you'll go. That was one.
And he has himself in the Cat in the Hat.
Yes.
Okay, Cat in the Hat. The one before that was the porn Star Trek, the Stripper Whisperer. This is the only one I don't think he edited the photo at all. That's the only one right there. I don't think he edited himself at all.
Now, that's he
good.
Put himself in the Star Trek movie. Read what it says
Okay. It says, porn Star Trek,
okay.
The Stripper Whisperer. That's it. That's the whole thing.
He put himself in there as Spock.
The 10-inch mutant ninja. I guess he has a 10-inch cock. I guess that's what it is.
I have heard from Eric Woodworth that he is working with a hammer.
Now, his most recent dalliance.
He has a new product, if you will.
He's a
businessman.
It's called stripper water.
he's got his own water. Does he have a factory where there's?
Yes.
Does he have a bottling
place? Did he tap into a spring?
Yes. If you think about anything that you want to associate with strippers,
okay,
drinking something is almost at the bottom of the list.
Or if it's going to be alcohol, if it is, like
yeah.
a sure,
alcohol.
Shot,
some sort of alcohol that you know is somewhat antiseptic. I don't want to drink stripper.
But what he did was he created a commercial.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, how many likes does the commercial have?
I mean, I'd fight like that one. It should have a million. Yeah,
It should have a million views.
Oh, this should go viral.
He's selling his own water.
Yeah.
Like, He's selling bottles of water.
Do you have a bottle manufacturer? Do you have someone that's going to be labeling this? By the way, it is a foodstuff.
Yes.
You've got to go through the FDA.
To legitimately sell water, I bet you it would cost $1 million.
It'd be brutal.
Yes. Does he have $1 million?
He does not have $1.
Now, before I actually had a conversation with Chris, a text conversation about stripper water. But before that, and this is not a new sponsor, by the way.
No, it's not.
But
no.
There is actually a commercial that you can find. Is it on Instagram or TikTok?
Yes, it's on a Stripper
on
Whisper. Probably on both.
Stripper water.
Let's hear
Robbie,
it.
Robbie, let's hear it.
Hold on one sec.
Not getting any audio.
Hold on one second.
Wait, here it goes.
Social anxiety making you feel like a female praying mantis in heat? Student loans got you down like a $2 hooker on her knees? Is that bipolar disorder acting up like an unruly prison inmate? Daddy issues making you post a thirst trap on Instagram at 3 in the morning? Instead of filling your system with Xanax and cheap vodka, fill it with something good. Fill it with the only water to soothe your nerves. You can feel energized again without the use of cocaine or nasty energy drinks. So the next time you step up to that pole and want to feel like a rock star after a three-day orgy, just put that bottle to your lips and drink that water.
Stripper water. Water with problems.
Water with problems? That's the tagline.
I don't want to drink that shit.
Wait a minute.
Water with problems. What the fuck's a problem?
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of chlamydia flavored, syphilis flavored, abusive stepfather flavored.
Now, at first,
water with problems.
We are efforting to get this water. We are going to have, we're going to have a taste test between tap water, all the other brands, and then the piss and cum, and then that.
Oh, my God. I do have a rival brand to take his on. Queer Park. We put it on the shelf right next to it.
Water with piss and cum in it.
You texted him, correctly?
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes, here's what I said. Where can I order stripper water? This is going to come as a shock, but you can't order it. Okay.
Okay.
I'm getting it made soon. It's not ready yet.
Takes a while to get
takes
to
a water
launch
to make
a
water.
New water. Yeah.
Yeah. To, I mean, to make water... Yeah. I mean, you got to really have a good chemist.
Okay. Now, Robbie, I posted this. Did you read this?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
read it.
So I'll just have to read it. You guys can't guess. How much does it cost per case? He said a fair amount.
Yes.
Okay,
fair amount.
So I go.
Don't estimate.
Can you tell me? Like, what do you. He goes, no, that's privileged information.
Privileged.
Who has the privilege of knowing how much water with a problem tastes?
So I said, the cost is privileged information. I said, I won't buy something if I don't know the cost. No one will.
Okay.
He said $2 a bottle.
$2 a bottle. We got two bangers in chat right now. Dave Dennis says your water should be called H2O.
I like that. Yes.
And Katie Robinson says 2 hydrogen, 1 oxygen, 0 estimation.
His old tagline was never estimate. Now, we agree that all he's doing is buying the cheapest bottle water at a store, taking off the label, and putting his own label on, correct?
Yes. However, it's $2
a bottle.
That's a
best-case scenario. I think he's putting this shit up to a tap. I think he's finding bottles of
water. But you still
have
to buy the bottle.
Yeah, I'm going to know if the seal is broken on a cap.
Not a one of these things, I'll bet my 401k. If you bought one of these things, that cap is not sealed. That cap's not sealed at all.
Or... What if it just, he just has solo cups and he just has he's pouring it out of a fucking container. It's
a pitcher.
It's a pitcher. Yes, there's no bottles at all.
Yeah, it's bottleless water. Yeah,
and
there's
what
a
about the distribution?
Here's
you
what he
gotta
said.
You got to go to Chris Restivo to get it.
Frito-Lay.
He's not getting on.
Frito-Lay, local company.
Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, they'll put it out there. Anheuser, no Bush.
So he said the shirts are selling like crazy, though. Now, that, of
course,
not. Is not true.
The only person that buys them, we all work with.
Yes, that's correct. By the way, I own, personally, I think 4 or 5 five-plated clothing shirts.
Yeah, and everyone showed up exactly as you ordered.
Yeah. Now,
the color, right. The positioning.
3 months later.
The size, yes.
We talk a lot about Eric, but I don't believe anybody owns more five-plated clothing shirts than I do.
No one.
I'm pretty sure I own the most.
Really?
Wow. He said, the shirts are selling like crazy, though. They're definitely not.
If he's selling like 5, that would be crazy.
Honestly,
that is crazy. Yeah, yes. One is crazy.
Exactly.
That's a 500%
yeah,
increase.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, an hour went by, and he said this. I did order custom stripper pasties.
He has lingerie now, too, by the way.
And bracelets also. A lot of merch.
They're
so,
Ritz crackers with duct tape behind
so
them.
So if you're a stripper and you want stripper whisperer pasties, you can buy them.
He has a whole panty section. He's got lingerie coming.
Amazing.
I mean, we've been trying to get Katie outfitted in this.
I have a question.
Brittany makes a great point. He has shirts, but DLP doesn't. God.
Oh.
God, that hurts, Brittany. You're right.
Yeah. That does
you know,
hurt.
And
that
I stings. And I just talking to Randolph Rice this past week, and maybe that's what we can work
maybe
on.
Maybe Randolph. Yeah. Yeah, Randolph. We're going to have a little Randolph summit soon. It's time to. We're engaged. We're going to get married.
Good
okay.
times with Randolph this
Hell
past
yeah.
Saturday.
So. First of all, when's the last time, I don't know, I don't spend a lot of time at strip clubs, but is there a strip club around here where the girls have to wear pasties?
No, it's full frontal. I used to host the Wednesday night amateur night at the Hustler Club downtown.
Well, they start off, right?
Where I would, they start off
but
in
not
a
with
state
pasties.
Of dress.
You don't
but
pull a pasty.
No pasties.
No,
no. None at all.
I don't know.
Okay.
He's not going to the best strip club.
Prediction, he never sells a pasty.
He never sells water.
He's getting these
he's
away.
He's definitely going to sell the water.
This water's good.
He will
we're
buy.
We're buying the water. We are having a water taste test.
I think the pasties happen before the water does. The water seems like so much more involved. Because you can go to these tchotchke companies, and there's catalogs. Get anything made, slap
and
your logo
buy
on it.
Label. I got you.
And they'll buy something with tassels, and they might have a tchotchke's after dark section
okay,
for
gotcha.
Thongs and stuff. That's a catalog
but you
purchase.
You can buy waters that are labeled, I'll bet, uniquely.
Like blank water.
Yes.
You know what? Those tchotchke companies
they do.
Also
I bet
sell
you can do
yeah.
that.
Those. Yes, you're right.
Again, I'm not kidding. He's putting tap water into a pitcher and pouring it into. He's going to do nothing.
Into your outstretched
exactly.
Allstate hands.
Right.
All right, here you go.
I promise you, you guys are putting more thought into this than he has.
What do you mean
all.
You made a whole commercial?
Come on. That's a lot of thought.
You put production behind this.
He got a girl to read that?
I mean.
She's like, I mean.
Doesn't he have
she got a piece of the company. She's going to get on the back end.
I'll give you maybe he used AI.
I'll give you 15%.
You get 20 points.
If he knows how to use AI to make a commercial, I'll put my head through that fucking monitor. I'll put my head through that goddamn monitor. Yeah. If I find out he knows how to use AI,
I'll say this. He does these. It's the worst Photoshops, and I guarantee you, of all of us, who hates these Photoshops the most?
Robbie.
Robbie does 100%. Not like them. He does not like
because
a bad
that's
Photoshop.
Your industry. For
he
those
doesn't
that
like
don't know, our producer, Fourth Mike, Robbie, he's in graphic design. He makes very well edited. All of our logos are him. Designs are him. So then you see this shit. You spend so much time every day handcrafting. Like I said earlier, I just learned the word bespoke. Get used to it. And these individual made things for companies, we never bring them up. But his Cat in a Hat photo from Chris Restivo, one of us is going to get as a tattoo for a punishment
so
from a bet.
Yes.
That God. Shit's going to happen.
Yeah, I think about that because if, I mean, there's only so much that I can do ironically to get that tattoo.
I'm not. I have to. Yeah, we talked about having some sort of bet where the loser has to do that, and I don't want to do that, Katie. That was a fun idea, but you weren't involved in it. I'm sure.
I got enough shitty tattoos.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know if I can do that one. Yeah. I mean, I'm already having enough trouble betting someone down. Much less like going there
preaching to the choir, my friend.
Yeah. Well, you
check out the Patreon.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. And check out maybe the title of his possible new special. Katie came up with a special title for Rob.
Creatively,
that's fucking a banger. Yeah. Hey, let's take a quick break. We want to thank some sponsors.
Hell yeah.
Up on the other side of that, speaking of specials, I got an announcement about mine. We might be able to enjoy it sooner rather than later. Stick around. Hey, it's Justin from the DLP Agenda, welcoming to the Die Laughing family, GRB Roofing. GRB Roofing in Bowie, Maryland, think about it. Your roof, the roof on your home, the roof on your business, it covers all your stuff. Yeah, you could do without a front door. Yeah, maybe you could put a piece of plastic over a window. But a roof? You gotta have a roof. You gotta have a top-tier roof. You gotta have a roofing company like GRB Roofing that's gonna take amazing care of you. How do I know they're gonna? How about 65 years of collective experience? How about 700-plus projects completed beautifully, successfully? Go to grbroofing.com. Right now, get your free quote today, and they're going to take amazing care of you. Commercial, residential, exterior home improvements, deck and fencing. I can't wait to use them. My house, total dump. Every day, I want to go on my roof. I want to take myself a crowbar, and I want to rip up the entire daggone thing. You know what's going to happen after I have a flipped out moment? A, I'm going to calm myself. B, I'm going to make a therapy appointment, and then I'm immediately going to get a hold of GRB Roofing. Again, give them a call, 443-699-6192. That's 443-699-6192, or go to grbroofing.com. That's grbroofing.com. It's your roof. It covers all your stuff. Hey, it's Justin here from the DLP Agenda, and from time to time you hear us coming on, having some fun alongside our friend Randolph Rice and everybody at Rice Mirthaposaurus, but I want to make sure you know, what we love and appreciate about Rice Mirtha and Posaurus, your personal injury lawyers. They're the absolute best. They have 120 years of combined trial lawyer experience in Maryland State and Federal Court. I want you to get a hold of them 24 hours a day if you need a personal injury lawyer by calling 301-753-3440. That's 301-753-3440. Or again, go to ricelawmd.com. They are ready to fight for the best possible outcome in your case at Rice, Mirtha, and Posaurus. So contact them today. Schedule a free case review and schedule a time to sit down and talk about your challenging legal issues. Tell them the DLP Agenda sent you. Rice, Mirtha, and Posaurus, ricelawmd.com, your official injury lawyers.
You're listening to the DLP Agenda.
I need everybody, if they could please, to keep the night of April 24th. It is a Wednesday.
Okay.
It is a Wednesday night. April 24th. It is a Wednesday night.
I'm available.
And I'm going to be at Magoobies doing a one-man, one-night storytelling show that I've entitled Falsehoods, Malarkey, and Lies, True Stories That I've Made Up with Justin Schlegel. And it's going to be me working out quite a few very long-form spin-a-yarn stories that I'm trying to mine stuff from for the fall.
Got it.
I'm selling it as this stuff is not polished, tested material. It's going to be a very low ticket price. Andrew and I have already talked about it. He set the night aside.
Love it.
It's going to be, again, you're going to come and get to basically watch me workshop a bunch of stuff I've never discussed on the air before, never discussed on here before. Actually, not true. You're going to get deep insights into the threesome that went horrible. there's some other stuff on there I'll
one
get
of
into.
The early DLP agenda with Justin.
Early one. Still got to get that episodes. Guy on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so it's going to be me, maybe an opener, maybe not.
Now, are you going to stick to not doing the easy, I can involve the crowd and make this
no crowd
work?
Okay. Zero crowd work. It's going to be, this is going to be stories I tell that I've always wanted to flesh these things out and work. You're going to help
I'll
me
be
flesh
there.
It out live.
All right. And I'll be there too.
Some of it might be long swaths of fucking silence. And some of it be like, write it down. That's great. Write it down. That's great. Mm-hmm. If I do an hour at this thing, if I can mine a good 15, 20, I'm going to be happy if I get more. So, but Andrew, I'm doing him a favor for something behind the scenes, nothing worth discussing. So he is doing a courtesy my way. So April 24th.
That would be a good night to debut our t-shirts that we've had made.
I know a distributor where I works locally, makes water. So that evening, would not mind.
What if we commissioned him to design a DLP?
What? No, we're 100% doing that.
Remember the Robin Joe Show thing that he did?
No, but I'm.
I do
really
remember.
Bad drawings of the two of you.
Yes, I do. I like it.
But I'm excited, Justin. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's
going to
be
100% going to be there. Everyone in the chat saying they're going to be there.
It's going to be a mini special.
Sure.
It's being filmed, too.
Oh, fuck
I got our friend Ryan, Air Bear Productions.
Thank you, Ryan.
Air Bear Productions.
Saw you at the Office Trivia last week.
Hell, you
and the lovely wife. Thank you for supporting us, as always.
If you got a business, you need any type of video production, video conceptualization, The guy helps, I mean, soup to nuts.
Did our promo video, killed
it. Exactly. And the guy could not be sweeter to work with. Air underscore bear, as in grizzly bear, underscore productions on Instagram. Follow him. Use him, please. But we're going to do a test run as far as, like, camera setups.
Yes.
How we want to do stuff at the theater. Maybe you're going to move from the theater to Magoobies.
What?
That's a possibility.
Okay, sure.
Or that's TBD. The theater's being...
I like it.
Theater has a lot more questions than I thought they'd have right now for something that was pretty easily agreed upon. So,
well, one thing I know about Andrew, he asks very few questions.
Yes, not at all. Fuck. I just thought
sometimes
about it.
Sometimes he's not even there.
Sometimes he's just...
Didn't remember there's a show.
Directed by Julian. So that's his lovely son.
Hey, as a matter of fact...
I just sent you the graphic that he did.
My son, he started at Magoobies this
past
weekend.
Yes, he met Randolph and his wife.
His first weekend working at Magoobies, the headliner was David Koechner. The feature was Rob Mayer.
That's a nice soft takeoff for him.
Yeah.
Because he's around friendly faces.
Yep, yes.
Because at some point, he's going to do... What's his role there?
He's a waiter.
Waiter, okay.
He was training that night, and... the staff was said very complimentary about him. Very nice kid.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah, no, he's going to do well there.
There's a lot of jobs I fear. Bering Sea, crab fisherman, fucking bounty hunter, shit like that.
I don't want to wait tables.
I fucking fear.
Dropping shit.
I absolutely fear being a waiter. I was a barback and I was a busboy, and they wanted to train me to be a waiter.
No.
My anxiety wouldn't let me. I don't want to do
it. I'm the same way. Now, did he wait on you that night? Did you?
No, here's the deal. I said to Julian, and I thought this would be easy. Hey, can you seat me before everybody gets in? Can you just seat me in my son's section? He goes, give me a second.
Yeah.
And then he never came back. And I saw him. He goes, we're really busy. I go, all right, forget it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to.
Sure.
But
you saw him, right?
Of course. I saw him. Yeah. I talked to him. I said goodbye. Mm-hmm. I said hello. But I didn't get a chance because I would like to have left him a big fat tip, which I didn't get to do. So.
I don't think he was going to get tips that night. He was just getting $15 an hour training.
Too,
you would have been given the person who was training him tip, which would have been nice too.
I
would have made her feel good.
Yeah.
I had a terrifying night that involved that. I did the same thing, and I was a barback busboy, a place called Bedonia Station, where for the first week you got paid, and it was $10. And after that, you got paid. It was like $2.13 an hour. But then all the bartenders and waitresses would tip you out, and you know you'd make quite a bit of money. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
It's the Christmas Eve logo.
Yes.
That is really dog shit. So that's how it worked out. And when I became head barback busboy, I would then train new guys. I remember there was a night this guy came in there and he looked like Sling Blade. I mean,
did he order biscuits and mustard?
He did a lot of, where do I take these trash cans? I mean, the guy was not well. I remember his lips were purple. Like, his circulation was shit.
That's not good.
Not good.
First night there, strong as a fucking UFC heavyweight. I saw him absolutely carry two full kegs, one in each hand. Me, I'm waddling like a newborn walking
around.
He's fucking
like
chucking
throw
him
pillows.
Like Magnus Ver Magnusson. The guy's amazing. The issue is I started noticing issues within an hour. He was going over to people's tables and was bussing them while they were sitting there.
Oh.
Someone was like eating, and he grabbed the tray and the plate
aggressively,
and threw it in the bus tub and walked away and like, dude, I'm not done with that. And just ignored
you're
him.
You're done when I say
but
you're done.
You're scared to
you're
say
done
anything.
Now. I was like, bud, you got to wait till they're done. Their plate looked dirty. I'm like, okay. So
seems like he's doing well.
He's not doing great. He's not doing great.
He's the manager there now.
Well, the end of the night rolls around. And the waiters just come by, and there was a busboy barback area. It was kind of where you folded the silverware. Mm-hmm. And they knew to find you there because at the end of the night, you had to roll up silverware for the next day. So everyone would come by, and they would hand you a little envelope, or they would just give you straight cash. And I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to teach him. It's just fork, knife, spoon, fold, flag, binder. And he's fucking not getting it. He's just like bending the fucking forks and shit. He has a particular type of strength I can't reference. But,
right.
And they start bringing over money, and he stops working and is just staring. And he's looking at my fucking hands. And he goes, how much of that's mine? I go, well, you're getting paid hourly, and a week later, then you'll start getting tipped out. I work tonight, too.
Oh, no.
Like, well.
It's not how it works.
No, it's, well, you're going to get this in a week.
Yeah.
I worked as much as you did. Fuck. Okay.
You gave him all your money.
I go, hold on. Let me go talk to the manager. Maybe we can get you tipped out. The manager also noticed what a fucking psycho
terrified.
He was. He goes, I don't know what to fucking tell him. The one person of authority goes, I don't know, give him some money. I gave him half that fucking money.
As you should.
He never came back. Thank Christ.
Hey,
I
got $23. I'm out of here.
I'll bet you at the time you needed that.
I need it. I'm living nickel to nickel.
It wasn't worth dying over.
No.
But you could have used it.
I just remember his lips were fucking purple.
I saw Danny Charnley, who now works at Magoobies as a chef.
Yes.
And Danny, comedian, we've referenced him many times back in the Robin Joe Show.
Fiendishly talented on Twitter.
Yeah.
Dan K. Charnley. He
scary on Twitter.
The tweet that blew up that we have since copied that joke was, what's your favorite movie about lamb silencing?
Yes.
Yeah, and he actually had another one that went viral. When you're angry that your stepdad, Terry, is doing loud sex to your mom and
yeah,
you
yeah.
your Mountain Dew.
Right.
And he had that graphic of the fat emo kid.
He had about like seven jokes that he would repeat, but he got it.
But they were all variations
yeah, about
on
the
a great
YOLO
joke.
Teens.
And the guy
and
that,
yeah,
who's
yeah.
What's the country singer,
yes,
Keith Urban, looks like Aunt Donna or something.
Aunt Susan.
Aunt Susan.
Yeah, he would do that.
So if you know me, you know that if someone tells a story that I think is really funny, I want to tell it to everybody.
Yeah.
And Danny told me a story about a girl that he had recently broken up with. And I immediately tried to tell everybody. And then I realized, oh, he's still hurt by this.
Oh.
But I just waited until he left the room, and then I would tell everybody.
Okay, he's gone. So anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. And Howie knows this. But he told me he dated this girl for 4 years, a Thai girl, Justin Special.
Oh, hell yeah.
And one year, this most recent year, maybe it was last Christmas, doesn't matter. He goes there for Christmas. I guess it was last Christmas. And
is she definitely a girl?
She's a girl.
Damn it.
And she had made a calendar with everyone in the family's birthday in it. 100 calendars. Everyone's gift was, here's the calendar. January 3rd, there's little cousin so-and-so. Birthday picture. So on this calendar, this sea of Thai women and men, then there's Danny Charnley with his neck tattoo. May 31st, she put up Danny Charnley's birthday right there in this counter with Woo Min Lee and this and this. And then there's Danny Charnley, May 31st. The girl he's dated for 4 years. Birthday, May 31st. Danny's birthday is May 23rd.
Oh, no.
He wasn't even the day of the week off.
Yeah.
It was,
right.
It
it's not even like a 2-1-1-2 or reversal. It was just a completely 8 days later.
16.
Right.
Yeah, just
4 years
fucking off.
Yes.
Do you know what happened to Danny Charnley's Twitter?
Did he get it bumped?
So
he got hacked or something.
Let me tell you.
Fuck, because it was
it
killer.
It might be the same story. Now, he had thousands.
Oh, no, he was six figures deep into the followership.
Thousands of followers.
He might have been the first local comic that went, had a large social media presence. Ariel, who's in chat, first friend of ours that went viral with the woman in the car picture. But his social was the first one that went deep into the numbers.
Hey, Michael McKeon. You remember him, Lenny, from Lenny and Squiggy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From, also from Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
And Spinal Tap.
Best in Show, yes.
Yeah.
He followed him. He was he
I remember
Danny
that.
Charnley.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Danny Charnley's girlfriend, it might have been the same one. It might be the one we're talking about. Got his password, changed it, won't give it back to him.
No.
He had to start all the way over.
Does he know who took it? He's aware of who took it?
Yes, he told
it's
me
this,
it was
this.
He said it was his ex-girlfriend. I assume it's the same.
He
one.
Has a lot of ex-girlfriends that ended badly.
Yeah, I fucking. Yes. I mean, I
sorry,
offer
Danny,
him
it's
money.
Not your fault.
No, he's a handsome guy. He's funny as fuck. I've hung out with him before. I mean, I offer him money. I'm like, all right, hostage situation. What's it going to take? Name a number. Give me a number. Give me a fucking number.
Let's work on that.
Oh my God, hold on. We have to buy it. We have to make it our own. We immediately have a massive following.
We do.
We buy it. We change it to DLP Agenda.
Yes.
Yes.
We're
he's
huge.
Got a huge followership with a bunch of great
Are we in the clear, Randolph? Is
Let's
that legal?
Squat it.
Can
we
do
that? Skyber squat his? We'll give it back to him eventually, but for a little while, let's ride that Charnley wave.
That's good content
on there.
I hung out with Randolph and his wife at Wits End after the show for several hours. Great people. And Randolph said something to me. He was very kind. He said, I thought I was funny until I met you, Joe, and Justin.
Yeah.
And I said back to him, Well, we thought we were successful until we met you.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, we thought we were handsome.
We thought we were doing well
in
life, and then we realized we're just scraping
by. I thought my girlfriend was pretty, and then I met your wife.
Right. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm hanging out with the deleted scene from Lord of the Rings. This
you
is
know
fun.
How many people I've invited to a skybox that I've paid for? You know how many times? How many people?
How many?
Zero.
Do you know how many times I've invited friends for a weekend getaway on my boat in Ocean City? Zero.
Yeah.
Zero times.
Ariel wants us to buy her online presence. So,
okay.
Ariel, you know, there was a time there when that thing went viral. That would have been the OnlyFans time. I'm just saying. It's not too late. It's not too late,
it's
Ariel.
It's not too late.
It's never too late.
Hey, you saw Dune. You and Katie saw Dune, right?
God, man.
It's fucking awesome, right?
So,
I've never heard Katie talk more about
Katie
anything.
Katie loves it.
Anyway, Katie, you give me a sci-fi head. Give me a Pete. Give me a Dave, a Tommy, and Eric.
Yeah.
I'm like,
she's
okay.
not a sci-fi
but
head.
But that she's not a sci-fi head. So for her to give such a glowing, like, holy shit, movie. Do you know, did you see the thing about IMDb?
It's now the highest rated IMDb movie of all time.
More than The Godfather.
Yeah.
There's another
more
one
than
here.
Shawshank.
It's top of the heap right now. Nothing comes close to the reviews and the ratings on IMDb.
So, I swear, Katie and I watched Dune, the original, the original with Sting. I'm talking about the first one,
the most recent one that came out.
Chalamet. I didn't remember it, and I'm like, I thought we watched it. Katie's like, I watched it. I don't think we did. So I went back begrudgingly. I watched the first one. Definitely did not watch it because I loved it.
Damn. So you went into this thing not having seen
it. No, you went back and watched the first one and learned that you hadn't watched
it. Right. Yeah. Clearly had not watched
it.
That's.
And so I watched
it.
I go, wow, this is really good, right? I really, really enjoyed it. And so we were kind of fired up about seeing this. Now, you guys know this, when you're fired up about seeing a movie, more often than not, it doesn't live up to whatever your expectations are. I would say 90% of the time.
But sometimes the inverse is true. Someone shit talks the movie, like, it's so bad.
Right.
And you see and go, I actually liked it.
That's right. And that's more likely because if your expectations are nothing, and then everybody knows a movie. I remember when I saw The Kingsman knowing nothing. I go, wow, this movie's awesome.
Aaron Eckhart. No, I'm not saying that guy's name
Taron
right.
Taron
Egerton.
Yeah,
thank you.
You see these movies that you don't know anything, but in this movie, first of all, not only were we really excited about seeing it, but this fucker thing is 3 hours long.
And you see that time and you go, okay, is it a Scorsese 3 hours? It can be intimidating. I mean, I love Scorsese.
Your bladder issues.
I piss
bowels.
Constantly.
Yeah. I swear to you, the first thing I think about when I see that movie is, give me a seat on the end.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm going to have to get up. I don't want to have to
walk
past people.
Did you make
Never
it?
Peed.
Did you pee your pants?
No, I peed my pants.
Nice.
Worth wearing a diaper for?
And I wore a diaper.
Okay.
No, I don't know if it was because I love the movie so much.
Did you go in affected or did you go in straight?
No, I went in straight.
Okay.
I went in straight. We both did.
You didn't Cimbazo it.
Didn't Cimbazo. Watched the movie. Absolutely fucking loved it. We're going to go see it again.
Oh, hell yeah, in the theaters? I'm going this Sunday. If you want to get back together, I have to see it this weekend.
Now, we're not buying another $25 worm popcorn bucket. I'm not doing
Justin
that.
Justin98Rock, go over there right now on Instagram. I've got a poll up, and it merely reads, I'm holding the bucket. Should I?
I'm not doing that. By the way, shout out. We bought that for Tim. I shouldn't have given the price.
That
we bought
that
for our buddy who made this table.
It looked more expensive than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, hey, thanks for making this table.
Yeah.
Here's a $25 gift.
There you go.
Here.
Here's this space flashlight.
Here's
quality,
some stripper water.
The quality of a stripper water
When
bottle.
You fuck it, think of us. Okay. So you saw Dune. Extremely high rated movie.
Absolutely loved it.
Mudge asked if I could take the stepson and a couple of friends. They want to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think what's in there because they're not going to watch Dune. It's big. It's bombastic, but it's a little heady. It's got a lot of canon. There's a lot of backstory.
Yeah.
I'm thinking migration too young. I'm going to go see that with Evan. I'm going to go see that with some 8-year-olds, some 9-year-olds.
I don't even know what's out.
It's
you're about to find out.
You're about to fucking find out. I saw Madam Web.
Hey, before you say anything. I know that movie is reviewed very poorly, but how about this? It's currently in the theaters. Sydney Sweeney did Saturday Night Live.
And shit on it.
Shit on her own movie.
Which says a lot.
Yeah.
Which says it's like no one's going to defend it. It's like it's we all know it's shit.
Yeah, let me actually pull up. What's her name? Is it Dakota Johnson?
No. It is Dakota Johnson.
She just hosted SNL like a month ago, too.
Yeah,
she did. Dakota Johnson today probably will never do anything like that again. She's going in interviews going, I'm never fucking doing this
now,
again.
Now, is she Madam Web or
she's
Sydney
the
Sweeney?
Star.
She is.
Dakota Johnson. Now, Sydney Sweeney is second tier there.
Okay.
Okay. And then from there, there is a Thelma and Louise drop off into a sea of fucking nobodies. It is a
movie.
I don't
know that they could have fixed it according to what I'm hearing.
I'm telling you.
It could have been Daniel Day-Lewis.
The woman that was Navarro from True Detective was a better actress than most of the women in this fucking film.
Did the kids want to see this?
They wanted to see it because it's a Spider-Man film. It's in the Spider-Man universe.
Okay,
they don't
but
say Spider-Man.
They know it was supposed to be awful.
They don't know. They're just.
But
teasing.
You knew that, right?
I fucking knew it. I'm like, no, there's no way this movie's shit.
Did anybody like it?
No, it was fucking horrible. It's the Ishtar of 2024. It's fucking horrible, and it's one of those movies that just absolutely lies to you. Watch the trailer, and you see all these spider women flying around.
Right.
That fucking scene is 6 seconds long, and it's in the trailer, and that's it. There's nobody fucking dressed up. There's no spider
with
shit.
Women that hot. It's it,
are they?
You think
are there,
it'd be hard to fuck
there
it up that bad.
Boobs out all the time.
No, never, never.
Because that's her superpower.
It's
yes,
fucking
not spitting
horrendous.
Webs.
Yeah. So here's my thing about it. So this movie, it fucking eats it. I mean, we are in the rock bottom bedrock era.
Are there people in the theater with you?
It might be a dozen people.
Right. Okay.
Dozen. Meanwhile, there's two fucking screenings for Dune on each side of us.
Yes, people screaming,
hanging off the
cheering,
chandeliers. Just
Katie's crying.
Someone's walking. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. One more ticket. We got to do it back. Encore. Encore. So I start. You know what I do? When I get done with the TV show, True Detective. When I get done with the movie, Dune. I start digging in. How did this one scene get made? How did this one guy get cast? How did you do that special effect? Well, this was, how the fuck did this happen? How did this goddamn movie happen? And I start reading into the history of the thing. And I start reading about Sony executives getting involved, and this was like a creative council. People kept fucking with it. Whatever. Well, sure enough, 2024 rears its fucking head. And one of these D-minus level actresses in the thing says, you know why it bombed? It's the lowest grossing, I think, Marvel product ever.
Because men can't handle
patriarchy.
Female leads or
you
something.
You didn't go.
Yes.
You didn't go.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Well, and we would have gone if it was good.
Hey,
Frank,
I saw Black Widow.
Okay.
Mm. I saw Wonder Woman.
It's directed by a woman.
Okay.
It's written by a woman.
Okay.
The entire cast, except for the villain, all women.
Okay.
So I did some stat research. What was the percentage male to female of people that saw the film?
Oh, I'm sure it was all men.
78%
all men.
Dudes.
Exactly. Yes.
22% right. Women saw this film.
Yeah.
So women didn't go see it.
No.
But this fucking lady's out there flapping her goddamn gums. Yes.
And Sydney Sweeney's red hot right now.
Yes. Couldn't be hot. Dakota Johnson is elite in whatever she does. Those two women are elite level actors, and both of them have done the proper thing and went, we know it's shit.
Yes.
We're not defending it. This is awful. They played it perfectly. And I saw the SNL monologue where she was like, none of you saw me in that. It's shit. But this lady who's already absolutely just pump action shotgunned her fucking career is blaming superhero fans and guys. You let us down. You failed us. You didn't want to see like women in power. Like, no. I love that. Ellen Ripley, Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
I'll sing that to the heavens forever.
No, I just,
the
even
movie's
Wonder
horrendous.
Woman more recently. Everybody
Wonder
loved
Woman
Wonder
was
Woman.
Fine.
No, I love Wonder Woman.
Wonder
Woman.
Look, grown up watching every horror movie, the fucking woman is the one that saves the day.
She's
okay?
the smart
it's
one.
Like
she's
every
crafty.
Sitcom, the guy's the idiot, the woman's the smart. Yeah. Our whole lives, all we've ever been seen is women dominating, okay?
But it's our.
We do it on Taylor Swift, Oprah, Beyonce, the most powerful women in the fucking world.
Yeah.
Social media and people that create content and force things. It's fucking women, our whole lives.
Yeah. What was
where are you not watching this?
There's $2 billion films last year. Mm. Top Gun, Barbie. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Marketed towards women beautifully. Great
hey,
film.
You know what I did? I saw both in the
I
theater.
They were fucking great.
Yeah.
Barbie was a great film, but it was a movie that acknowledged, hey, you know what? Women might like stuff differently than men.
Yeah, maybe they like Barbies.
Maybe they like Barbies, and they don't like dressing up like fucking Spider-Man flying around the city. There might be some that do. There's no female Spider-Man fans. That's not true at all. It's an ignorant statement. But you got to kind of sell to who's buying.
Sure.
And I remember this happened before, and I wanted to put my fucking face through the drywall. Remember when they relaunched Charlie's Angels a few years ago with that dull-eyed zilch from Twilight, whatever her fucking name is, Kristen Stewart?
Okay.
Yeah.
She
I
was
don't
in that
remember.
Thing. The advertisements, fucking watch them. The advertisement said, sorry, fellas, it's a girl's night. And they were selling like, okay, I have to expect it to hear Shania Twain start playing. Fucking damn.
Right.
And then these three Hamdenite, head shaved, septum piercing, ear gauged, non-actin motherfuckers sleptwalked their way through a shit film.
I've
it
never
bombed.
Heard of it.
It bombed. Mm. And guess who fucking got blamed?
Oh, yeah, you.
We got blamed. Yeah, and yes. People were going,
we didn't make it.
We didn't make it.
Didn't write the script.
You
didn't
told
direct
us
it.
To go see it.
Yes. Yes. Said, sorry, yes. Fellas. Yeah. It's a girls' night.
Yeah.
You failed you. You fucking failed you.
Just make something good and everyone will see it.
We'll all go see it.
Speaking of women being upset with you, let's take a break.
Yes.
And then let's tell a little story about what happened at the public library last week.
All right. Hey, enjoy this exclusive clip from a most recent, shocking, dark, I'm going to say it, macabre episode of the DLP Patreon.
Say some profound things. He said, look, he said, if this girl won the lottery and won $1 million, she would buy $1 million worth of drugs.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Okay.
So she's awesome.
She loves drugs more than any person.
She need a place to stay?
All right.
Any person that he's ever met.
My balls are filled with heroin. Tell her.
Now, there's a lot of this story that this I cannot tell, but let's say that her profession is one that is only legal in Nevada.
Oh,
okay.
I understand.
So, but
she's a blackjack dealer.
Okay,
that's right.
She rolls crap.
That's right. She does mahjong.
Okay.
All right. So,
that pie gal pussy.
That's it. Pie gal.
Pie gal.
So, pie gal pussy. Is that the name of the episode?
Pie gal pussy. Maybe. So,
the DLP agenda.
All right. Now, as I start, let me call Katie down here, and she's going to occupy seat 4. She'll
there
be the
we
first
go.
Guest.
Yay! She's going to be our first guest.
Class up the joint.
So Katie will be joining.
Robinson.
Yeah. Walk right in front of the camera. Get a little ass shot when
now,
you get down here.
Oh, yeah, she'll
here,
be able to
Katie.
Do that. I'm actually going to need her all. Actually, I'm going to have to turn her stuff up, which I didn't do.
Yeah,
so
go ahead and do that.
Okay. Talk.
This blew up
Katie's
pretty nicely.
Us.
There was a lot of altering opinions. There was a lot of hot takes in the DLP text thread. I was kind of reading on. I was like Sting in the rafters during WCW Nitro, looking down at the chaos.
Watching
involved.
Mommy and Daddy fight.
I might have even done a little bit of research about this particular room we're going to discuss. Mm-hmm. This story's got a ton of facets. I'm fascinated.
Justin and I
it.
Had to do research about what a library is.
Yeah. Now, books. Where can I find them? Now, hold on. I can't hear her through her mic right now. Hold on.
Yeah, talking to it.
Yeah, turn her
on.
Up. Turn
Did
her
you turn
up
the mic
bit.
On, the actual mic
Is
on
the microphone itself on? Also, for those that are on the Twitch stream tomorrow night, twitch.tv/Justin98Rock, we are going to have ourselves, Joe, Rob, myself, Scott, Josh, Joe Stamboni, and Katie Robinson signed production skateboard deck.
Check.
Bring
there
it down
go.
A little
check,
bit.
Check.
And there we go. You sound great. We should have done this ahead of time. That's
hey,
on me, the audiophile in the room. Katie, good evening.
Thanks. This is a cool little setup you have.
I almost ate a dog treat.
I know.
Fuck, I'm done. It
I feel
like
left out, by
brittle.
The way. You all have one of these cups.
Brittany.
No, don't make
it. So let me start the story by telling it from my perspective, okay?
All right.
Usually that's where Joe's things come from.
I already hate it.
He's setting the table.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just going to scoot away a little bit over the rough
side here. Katie works outside of the home. She likes to go to coffee shops. She likes to go to different. So right now.
She's mobile.
She's at the Annapolis Library.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's where she is. And our internet goes down.
Mm.
So I text her. I go, hey, the internet went down. She goes, I'm at the library. There's free internet here.
Yeah.
Why don't you come here? No sweat.
You were at the library?
Katie was at the library.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
My bad.
You're without internet.
Can
you can't
I say,
work.
No. I always am.
I can't hear Katie.
I can hear her pretty clearly. She sounds nice. Yeah. Hey, chat. Can everybody hear Katie? Give us a thumbs up in the chat if you can hear Katie, because I can hear her clear as a bell right now.
Yeah.
She sounds nice. If anybody's in chat, let us know.
Robbie, you can't hear her at all?
No, I mean, she's very low.
Oh, she can hear us. No, everyone says she.
Right,
they hear her.
Everyone
she
says
sounds
all
good.
Okay.
Yeah, she sounds fine.
So I don't usually work at home. I get too distracted at home with needing to do things around the house. So I like to go find a coffee shop and work there and kind of bounce around to different places. This particular day, I did not want to be at a coffee shop because I had a lot of meetings back to back.
Okay.
So it's loud when there's a coffee shop and there's people in the background. So I'm like, okay, let me try the library. I had never been to the library prior to this day. So this isn't a regular thing for me. So I have a call in about 30 minutes. I go to the library to scope out where I'm going to take the call. Joe hadn't even texted me yet about coming to the library. I walk the entire perimeter of the library looking for a place to take the call.
How busy is it?
There's probably 40 people in this library.
It's a pretty big library. There was not a lot of people there.
This is on West Street.
It's on West Street.
Okay,
it's
I know
very
this library.
Nice, very, very nice yes. library.
Now, you got to hear it from my perspective. Okay. So from my perspective, I walk in to the library, and I'm looking for my wife.
Okay.
I want to know where she is, right?
She's the hot one.
Did there. You walk in? Hey, Katie!
So I walk in. Now, right, that's interesting you say that, because what do you know about a library?
Shh!
Yeah. You're supposed to keep it down in yeah. a library. However, Katie, she is actually in a room labeled the quiet room. Now, guys, in a library, you're already supposed to be quiet.
It's already,
okay?
Yeah, that's
what
the
do you
vibe.
Think the quiet room means?
That means it's especially quiet.
It means you don't make a sound.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just what I'm assuming.
Katie made a pretty good point in
we'll
the text
there.
Thread
we'll
about
there.
That word.
We'll get
the
there. Chat,
the chat was saying
researched.
They. The chat was saying they hear Katie fine. That's why I was telling
okay,
you.
Okay. Got yeah, it. Got yeah. it. So I go in there. Katie is having a meeting okay. in the quiet room. Now, this is all I see because I actually send you guys a video. So in the room.
Like a Zoom meeting?
Where Katie. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Where Katie is having her meeting. Are two other people who went specifically into the quiet room.
Sure.
I'm assuming, by the way, to not hear anything.
If this is the movie The Quiet Place, they're all getting murdered because
that's
of Katie.
Right. That's correct. Right. So anyway, so of course, what do you think I think when I hear that? I'm laughing, obviously.
Sure.
I think that shit's fucking hilarious,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, badass bitch.
Because Katie's like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
You guys what? Are reading Shel Silverstein, I'm yeah. making money.
You know who I am?
I don't care. Yeah. She's in there, she's talking, and I'm laughing. And of course, I text her and I go, hey. No, that's not true. I take a video of it and I send it to you guys. And
I'm on the chat.
Yes, and yes. I send a video of her.
The tone has changed.
In the meeting. the other guy in the room, the other girl in the room.
Yeah.
I go, Katie is literally in a room. And then I take a picture that says,
he's shitting on me on the group chat
yes.
while I'm sitting there on the call that's yes. happening, right? But he has yeah. no idea the backstory.
I don't.
Okay, so now we're caught up, right?
I'm caught up.
So when I walk the perimeter of the library, there's really nowhere for me to take the call except for out in the open where everybody else is.
Okay.
They have these little collaborative rooms that you can go up to the front, I guess, and say, hey, can I get in there? They're all full. There's nowhere for mm-hmm. me to take this call except there's this one room that nobody's in. And it does say quiet room.
Okay.
So nobody's in there. I go, okay, maybe I can just take this call for the next 30 minutes because there's literally nobody in here. They'll see maybe when they walk by that I'm on this call, so they won't come in
sure.
or something if they really need this
if you
room.
You look through the window, someone's there's, talking to someone.
It's all windows. Okay. It's not like a secret room. It's all windows.
Yes, you can see whatever's going on
okay,
in there from the
you've
outside.
Said your point. So.
This is so hot.
So I, there's about 3 minutes before my call starts, I'm all set up in this chair in this desk. 3 minutes before the call starts, it's a 30-minute call. There's a woman who walks in.
That bitch.
I said, I literally grab my computer. I'm starting to pack up. I go, oh, I was going to take a call in here. I'm sorry. I'm going to step out. She goes, oh, no, it's no problem. Like, totally fine. I go, okay, it's a 30-minute call. I'll be in and out, right?
It's not going to be long. And there's no one in there.
Other than her and I now.
And she's on
and
board.
And she has said it's fine.
Yeah.
So, okay. So about, I don't know, 22 minutes into this call, Joe's not there yet. Maybe 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Joe's not there yet. A guy walks in to this room. And he sits down halfway between myself and this woman in a singular chair. And he sits like crisscross applesauce into this chair. Okay. He opens his laptop. He's on Facebook.
Well, hold on. He did go into the quiet room.
Hold okay. on.
He did.
He walked in,
he walked
but he sees
in.
People.
He
in.
Sees
could have gone anywhere.
100%.
He went into the quiet room.
He went into the quiet room. Yep. But he saw me on there
right?
in a laptop.
And yes. you know he's not
he
working.
He fully walked in. I fully had something going on there mm. already. And he sat down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Then Joe walks in about 60 seconds later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And this is
like they're a team.
The videos, the videos are
I
happening.
I couldn't
send
them any better.
Yeah. Okay. The videos are happening and the pictures are happening and the you guys aren't going to believe this. This bitch is in this.
While you're literally on a work call.
While I'm on
yes.
a work call, right?
Yes.
So now I'm annoyed because.
Hey, I have the video, which, by the way, we can post.
Now,
okay.
In Joe's defense, he doesn't realize, obviously, what happened before that. But I also went like 12 minutes over the call.
Okay. Also, in my defense, it's fucking hilarious.
Okay. All right. Okay. So
it's hilarious now, but when we leave, it's just her scowling at you.
No, no,
yes,
because
yeah. She's over there on the call listen, seeing me say yeah. She's talking in the quiet room.
This it gets worse. So, and this happened Friday. So we've now talked about it for like, I don't even know how long.
Yeah.
So. It goes 12 minutes over. So I am feeling the stress a little bit about this call. I also have the volume down so low.
I'm also not helping.
No, because he's laughing. So he's like pissing me off. But the volume is so
Joe's
low.
Joe's brand,
and
not
I'm
helping.
Actually, yeah. I'm actually laughing too because I'm like, okay, I understand the irony here. And I understand that this is a quiet room and I'm on a call. Like, this couldn't have been worse. So then I get off the call. And I walk over to Joe.
I'm starting to sweat.
Yes.
And I say, I'm like kind of laughing because I know what's going on in the group chat and there's videos. And
you
stuff,
understand
and like,
the absurdity.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, God. You know, I go, but listen, I had and I'm just talking to Joe like this. I'm like, yeah, but he goes, this is the quiet room. I go, I know. It's not the silent room. But I also, when that lady walked in, I asked her and she said it was okay for me to take the call. And he goes, well, what about that guy? I go, well, he walked in halfway through the call. But he doesn't mind. I go, sir, you don't mind, do you? And he said, actually, I do.
Oh,
and then
man.
Me and that guy, high five.
And then you dreamed about sucking his dick.
Oh, God.
And then we kicked Katie out of the room. Yeah. Yeah. We had a party in there.
Dude, you want to go to Chevy's?
This guy.
You play poker?
The perfect answer.
Your hero is your new friend of 2024.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's coming over here tonight.
He's going to be the next guest.
Hey, Chuck, welcome.
Hey, welcome.
He gave off. By the way, Joe knows, and we've already talked about this, Joe knows that, like, like, he could have literally said, you know what, you're off now, it's fine. Like, he knows that that answer couldn't have been a funnier and better answer for him to have that story to tell.
Yeah, you couldn't have scripted it.
It wasn't even about me, because truthfully, if we didn't have the relationship that we had, he'd probably be like, hey, this guy's a fucking asshole. But no, that's not
said
him.
He high-fives him.
He gets the story.
Instead, you heard the Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, here's the deal. If that's me, I'm that guy. Even if I'm annoyed, if somebody comes up to me and goes, did you mind? I'm going to not want the
conflict. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to say.
Especially a hot chick like Katie.
And the call's over. Yeah, right.
I didn't even think about that. Yes. You're attractive. There's a chance for him to go, no, not at all. Hey, we got to work. What were you working on there? Maybe a chance to fellowship.
How old is he?
I would say he's 40? Late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna see
he also took his shoes off.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
Yeah.
He also.
Fuck this
he
guy.
Was on, by the way, I mentioned he was on Facebook. I wasn't bugging him because
he
was on Facebook.
Do his Facebooking in complete silence.
Okay. So wait. Then he pulls out a book. Right. He's just the worst guy. But not only did he say, "I actually do mind," he even said more. Do you remember what he said? He said.
He goes.
Well, actually, you can go up to the front and ask them for a collaborative room, and they'll let you into a collaborative room if you wanted to. And I
said, sir, Mick, can I have your babies?
Hey, do you know?
Can
hey,
I suck your
library
dick in my dream?
Snob here. Yeah.
What did I do?
You'll be in my next dream.
Yeah.
What did I do when
that
he said
joke
that?
Now.
You laughed at him.
I laughed at him.
You're like.
I was like, I mean, God, I was like, so, but I also knew as soon as he said that, Joe was like, yes.
This guy fucking rules.
Yes.
Oh, man. He was both the worst and the best guy at the exact
same time. The fact that he knew that there was a collaborative room at the front, does this guy live
there?
You have to go back to the library at that same time and find this guy.
Oh, yes.
Actually, you can go to the front and they'll get, and I'm like, this guy.
What a douchebag.
Well, I have a picture of him. Because I have that video. You can see him.
Yeah. Well, that,
and in the video, he doesn't have his shoes on.
Oh. Then I have to sit back down and he's sitting there and that just happened and Joe's sitting there and that woman's sitting there and the four of us are just sitting there now in silence.
Awkward as tits.
Joe's like furiously texting the group like, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. I was so annoyed at this guy. He got up and walked away and I was like, Tommy, I got to fucking do something to this guy. What do I need
Boy
to do?
Simbazo.
Yeah.
All right. If this was a Curb episode, you all go see Dune again, that guy's in there, you start talking really loud just to fucking piss him
right
off.
You're sitting there watching Dune, you see two bare feet come across your seat, you turn around, and it's him.
Yeah, or he starts talking,
Yeah, it was pretty, pretty. pretty good.
You come to find out he's Nailing related him. To the people on the other side of the Zoom chat
yeah.
somehow.
Yeah.
By the way, he lost the high ground when he took his fucking shoes off.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
take your shoes off, you've lost any
hey,
fucking
no,
negotiation.
No barking
you might
dogs
have
in a quiet room.
The only thing that you guys know about the rules of that room mm-hmm. have to do with the sound that you make. You don't know anything about the
I don't know.
Coming
well.
From the loudest person I know, who talks the most out of anybody I know.
It should have been also assumed, keep your fucking shoes on, room.
Look.
Ariel just said, Dave Dennis said, you should have stole the shoes and ran.
Ariel
yeah,
says,
invite
the guy to Magoobies. Your hair's getting a lot of love, Katie.
Hair,
yeah.
A lot
of hair getting yeah. love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Carrie, Hunter, Carrie.
They like, I did cut
Katie
it.
Cut her hair.
Shorter.
It was amazing. Yeah. Oh, my God. She cut her hair.
Look, you got there first. Then another woman walked in. You established with her that it was cool.
Yes.
And then you come in. Clearly, you're mid-call. So
yes.
even though this guy's coming into the quiet room, once he goes in that, he sees what's happening in there. So he had the decision then, if I don't like what's going on, I would just walk out. And decide he's
And go
he
where
sat,
to get complete silence, which is what he's trying to do.
In any
oh,
other part
Joe,
of the library.
You're gonna piss me
you don't
off
need
all
complete
again.
Silence.
Go get a collaborative room.
Get
you know
some
where they
fucking
are.
Headphones on.
Collaborate
Listen,
with
Joe,
my nuts.
Yeah, collaborate,
I'm
bitch.
Not going to sit here and act like yeah. I know that I shouldn't have been in that room if I'm taking a call. I addressed it with the one person. I knew there was a chance someone could come in. I even thought when he walked in, maybe I should mute this and be like, hey, are you cool? I'm almost on this call. But I was like, there's only 8 minutes left.
Yeah,
now
what if he
exactly.
said no? You would have had
go,
to have left.
Hang up. What if he just shuts your laptop?
Yeah.
You're done now.
What are the chances that somebody actually honestly says that it bothered them? I hate this fucking guy so much.
Brittany is on your side. She says, hey, you were there first. That's on them mm-hmm. for coming in. Totally on your side. Lady was good with it. Dude choose to stay. Katie was there first. Dave might have missed the original part of this. Don't understand why Katie feels the need to leave the house to go to work. The internet was down.
internet
was
down.
I'm always out working,
yes,
not at
that.
Home.
I,
don't
w-
like
I
to
left
be
because
home.
The internet was down. That's
yeah.
why I was fortunate enough
right. she
to
was
see this
getting
happen.
Away from Joe yeah. so he wouldn't be an asshole to her. And,
oh,
and then he
found
showed
me.
Up and found her.
He
where
found
are you?
Me.
Well, I think we know where we're going to book our first live podcast, Dave.
Yes.
And that's the Quiet Room on
yes.
the West Street in Arundel.
Hey, that's the show title, The Quiet Room.
The Quiet Room. Yeah, but the listeners are on your side, and I know what you're saying, that the comment from him, that was a scratch-off win for him.
I know.
That was a royal flush and a hand of poker.
Yeah. I will be making one of the rooms in our house the quiet room, and Joe can't speak.
Yeah, you don't get to jack off Jesus. In that room.
What mm-hmm. a year it's for Joe. He wins the fuck. He wins the cook the yes. bake off with Frank loving
the
it.
The quiet room.
Exactly. Now he's got the quiet
God,
room.
What else could happen? Where's the lottery? $600 million.
Yeah, you're gonna win this thing.
You gotta play Mega Millions.
We're going to opening day next week. I
oh,
mean,
hell.
He's having
that.
A
spring
yeah.
training. Spring
God.
training.
I'm
you
sorry.
Go,
spring
training.
Training.
Shit.
Spring training.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. That's incredible. Well, again, I think most of us are on your side. You're
always,
self-aware.
Yes.
You knew what was happening. Your title for his eventual new special is fucking brilliant. Okay? I don't want to get into it too terribly much.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we'll
yeah,
talk
yeah.
about it on Patreon.
Yes,
yeah.
we'll get more
we'll,
into it on
more
Patreon.
More Rob Love Life on Patreon.
And again, the new Patreon episode is going to be up very, very soon if you're watching this
it's
live.
It's out now.
It's out right now. Yeah. It's up. It's on.
I mean,
it's,
not if you're live, but you understand.
You get it. Go yeah. to the Patreon page. It's there. We got a bunch of new episodes. And please, April 24th, I would love to see you Wednesday night in Magoobies. It's going to be me doing sort of a rough, dry run of the fall special. I'm calling it Falsehood, Malarkey, and Lies, True Stories I Made Up. This is going to, I'm taping this thing. That's not going to be the name of the actual special. This is going to be a little mini
yes.
special, just kind of stretch my legs and see
I
if any of these stories actually
we'll
work
be
out.
There.
And
Wednesday night.
If I may, if you come April 4th to Seinfeld Trivia with Josh Spiegel,
yes.
maybe we can involve some prizes to come to that.
Yeah, how about
April
that?
24th,
let's prize
right?
some
we'll
people
put that
there.
In the basket.
And
yeah.
I hate to give you, you know, you do the dishes as well, you have to do the dishes again. The basket you put together
oh, yeah.
for the last Seinfeld Trivia,
it.
People mm-hmm. still talk about
I'm
it. Was
on
just
it.
This fucking
yes.
cornucopia of amazing Seinfeld little nuggets and throwbacks.
Junior
and
mints.
It was incredible.
Lime white cookies.
Yeah. So go to Magoobies.com, DLP Agenda on Patreon. We appreciate you. Talk to you next week.
See ya.